Vacay is the brand new single by South Auckland-based hip-hop artist MC Queen Shirley, featuring the beautiful soulful tones of La Coco and a twist of reggae smoothness by Ragged Act Chris, with the beat produced by the incredibly talented Louis V. Queen Shirley still very much passionate about music and previously released two singles and music videos, G from the South and Crazy Love Part 2 during the first New Zealand lockdown. Earlier this year, she was featured on The Breakfast Show with John Campbell as well as Jenny May and also Te Ngata Pasifika to talk about her support against the alcohol harm in her beloved community of Mangere and her inspiration behind her performing arts programs for the kids. Queen Shirley joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Aloha Fua, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Queen Shirley. Come on.
Kia ora ana, and talo for lava. Yeah, for the time, we'll have Noah, Brian. Always good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you too. Well, firstly, tell us a little bit about this the single Vacay. I like this. I like the name.
Oh, you know what? You know, we actually put that song together a couple of years ago. It just developed a couple of years ago, just before we went into lockdown. So over the time, that lockdown time frame, I was able to come up with my lyrics. I'd had a different verse, but you know, the song was inspired by just the desire to go on that holiday, because you know, a lot of us, we work so hard, but you know, try and balance everything out. And La Coco actually came up with the name, so shout out to La Coco, my home girl. She's doing amazing things out there, and she also just dropped the new song Gone, so check it out as well. Gotta plug my girl. But yeah, and then we bumped into Ragged Act Chris, shout out to him, our Tongan brother, who came here for a little bit in Aotearoa. He's back in Australia now. And, you know, shout outs to Ronnie Baker as well from Runting's family. We were able to link up with them, and we were like just talking, saying, man, I'd love to do a track with you. As we do, eh, bro, we're always like, when you see an artist, like, man, we need a collab. But, you know, this one, I'm so thankful, thank God, that we were able to really put it, you know, make it into a song. So shout outs to him for, you know, agreeing to doing the song together.
The vibe, Vacay, talk to me about the vibe of this particular track, Shirley.
Summer vibe, you know, it's, you know, we just come out of winter, sort of still in it. But, you know, for me, it was all about timing. I wanted to release it during the time where we really want to go on that holiday. And also thinking of our whānau in Australia, who are on lockdown at the moment, and just hopefully to inspire them to get on that vacay. But, you know, it's that summer vibe, you know, just really positive. Oh, it's just beautiful. Like, it's got a bit of twist of reggae, like you said, with Ragged Act Chris in there. Shout out to Louis as well, boss man, for chucking that beat in for us. You know, he's undercover, man. He got the beats, the mad beats. Hit him up. Hit him up.
It'll be good too, because I mean, it's a summer track, so I mean, we're coming out the back end of winter, so it'll still be good for another 3, 4, 5, 6 months plus at least.
Exactly.
Now, yeah. Also, apart from the track, which is exciting news, you got an upcoming tour as well, kicking off. What is it? Later this month. What's that all about?
Actually, it actually kicks off this Friday.
So, oh, sorry, this Friday. Nice.
Yeah. So, shout out to Miss Wears Entertainment, who's putting this massive tour together called Rush. You guys have probably seen it on my socials. Yeah, amazing. I'm super excited to go with the boys. There's quite a few amazing artists on there. We've got Sid Diamond, also previously known as Young Sid. We've got Giant Killer, Shane Walker, and also one of the most dopest DJ in Aotearoa, DJ Jay Rasik. So he's worked with likes of LAB. He's done tours for a lot of those big bands. So he's actually the regular DJ for, you know, shows like One Love, all those big festivals. So shout outs to them for jumping on board and wanting to do this tour. So shout outs to the sis as well. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited because, you know, I haven't been out of Aotearoa in a while. So for me, this is my vacay now. Trying to get a little vacay on while I'm in Hamilton. So this Friday, we kick off this Friday. We go to H-Town. So if you're in Hamilton, make sure you grab a ticket or come on down to Te Rapa, the local. So that's the place of the where we're going to be performing. Yeah, so that's on the 6th of August, this Friday. Then next week, we go down to Rotorua. And then the next day, we go to Whakatane. And then our final show will be in Nelson. So I've never been to Nelson, so I'm really excited going down the South Island just to see what it's all about, you know, and also connect with our awesome musicians, you know. that's what I love about this tour, is that we get to vibe with those on the same frequency, same vibration, and we get to do what we love. And also, it's a lot of hip-hop artists on this lineup. So for me, it's you know, it's what I love. So I'm really honoured.
It's something that you love, but something you've been doing now, what, over 10 years now, are you?
Yeah, well, 20-something.
Oh,
something like that. But, yeah. You know, under 10 years, I think, when I finally released the song, I think my EP, my first EP. So far out, I can't believe it, how old I am.
Well, no, but the thing is, it's like, you know, nearly two decades in that, what is it that you still love about being, you know, a hip-hop artist, and, you know, the sort of drive for you currently?
You know, for me, I always believe music is our universal language. I believe we need something to kind of, like, amplify our message out there, our lyrics. And for me, music is the best way. You know, like my last song, I mentioned, love is a great way to amplify the music out there. So we use it to get the message out and to feel good about it. So for me, it's just therapy, really.
Yeah.
It's my, you know, I have so much, as you know, I'm a, you know, single mom with my kids, got my autistic son. So for me to be able to balance it out, I need some sort of form of therapy. And music, writing, and also collaborating with other amazing artists, I get, like, so hyped about it, and it really does help me. It's healing, and putting music together is such a great, it's such a beautiful thing.
And then there's also the community arm for you, a number of years where you've been, you know, passing on your experience, your skill to, you know, up-and-coming hip-hop artists as well, you know, through performing arts programs. How's that going at the moment? Is it still, you know, you're still doing that?
On the pipeline, we've just been waiting for a few, you know, I really wanted to extend, so we're hoping to start one in Ōtara. We're looking at probably September, so I will hit you up when we start those classes back up. But shout outs to D Money the Don, one of our successful stories of Pathways to Performing Arts. Faye as well, she's another one from Glen Innes, working with these young people who, you know, could have went other pathways, but, you know, giving them an alternative to those things has really proved that this program works. But it's about getting the community behind it. You know, for me, I'm from the hood. I don't know how to fill out these applications, these funding things. So it's, it kind of slows the process down to being able to do and help our young people. But hopefully I'm able to connect with more people. So if you are an organisation out there that wants to get behind Pathways, get at me. We do have a Facebook page, Pathways to Performing Arts. Let us know how we can collaborate and help get these classes kicked off again.
And finally, of course, details for the vacay track, the tour, and where to find out more good stuff on the Queen Shule world, please.
So I do have an Instagram page. I'm not really high on building the platform there, but I do put a lot of stuff up there. So you can find me on there. That's Queen Shule on Instagram. You can also follow, I think there's event pages as well, but you can follow me on Facebook. Same name, Queen Shirley. It'll be on Brian's social as well, on 531PI. So the song is now available on iTunes, Apple Music, all of the digital stores. And shout outs to DRM. These guys have been working really hard behind the scenes. They're part of the music industry, and they help independent artists as well. So that's another great platform for all you guys out there who are independent and you don't know how to upload your songs on iTunes, Spotify. You can hit them up. They've got amazing stuff. So shout outs to Andy, Holly, and the crew there, and APRA as well. So they've been really supportive. The song's up there. The video drops this Thursday or Friday, so I'm really excited because it's put together by one of our friends, our family friends, Ali Cowley. Shout outs to him and Roger Ferron as well. So they were tutors at Media Design School in the city. Big massive shout outs to him. So I'm really excited. The little trailer's on my Instagram already, so you can check it out, so you can have a little feel what to expect. I'm really excited. Look out for it. Please share it. Share it. The more you share it, the more, you know, you're able to get the song out and get the message out, because it's all about feeling the vibe and having a good time.